efforts were insufficient because they would most likely reduce migration only at the margins instead of the wholesale changes that Mr. Trump was looking for. Mr. Pence and Mr. Pompeo countered by urging the Mexicans to enter into a third safe country treaty in which Mexico would assume responsibility for granting asylum to the migrants, something the Mexicans have steadfastly opposed. Top legal officials from Mexico are scheduled to meet on Thursday with Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel, to discuss the treaty and other issues, the official said. Diplomats for both countries will meet at the State Department to continue the talks. Wednesday's announcement by the Customs and Border Protection of a significant surge in the border crossings was meant to put pressure on the Mexican government to meet Mr. Trump's demands. More than 144,200 migrants were arrested and taken into custody along the southwestern border in May, a 32% increase from April, and the highest monthly total in 7 years. Most crossed the border illegally, while about 10% arrived without the proper documentation at ports of entry along the border. Look, the drugs that are coming in, the people that are coming in unchecked, they're swamping our border, Mr. Trump said during a meeting with the Irish Prime Minister in Shannon Island. Mexico can stop it. They have to stop it. Otherwise, we just won't be able to do business. It's a very simple thing. In his tweet, the president added that border arrests were so high because of Mexico and the Democrats in Congress refusing to budge on immigration reform. In a news conference on Wednesday at the Mexican embassy, Mr. Ebrard said he was optimistic about reaching a resolution before the tariffs go into effect on Monday. We have the opportunity to share our point of view, explain why the Mexican position that we are following regarding this issue, and tomorrow we are going to follow the talks, he said. He added that the dialogue focused on Mexico's proposals on migration rather than the tariffs. And while Mr. Trump insists that he is committed to imposing tariffs, the president faces intense opposition, not only from Democrats, but also from business executives, economists, and members of his own party, who say that tariffs are the wrong approach to dealing with immigration issues.